Hi there. Thank you so much for tuning in today. You're listening to Mormon Channel Daily, and I'm Charlotte Kniep. Prescription drug addictions have become so prevalent in our society that, according to a 2015 survey, over 15 million people in the United States alone abuse prescription drugs, and 9 out of 10 of all poisoning deaths are due to this drug use. It's really scary to see the devastating toll that this type of an addiction can take, not only on a person's life, but on their family and friends. Stanley Havili is no stranger to this. He was a star football player for the Philadelphia Eagles right out of college, and due to pains from playing in a very demanding season, he started taking prescription painkillers on a regular basis. And he started depending on them, and he became very addicted to them over time. He was able to hide this addiction from his wife and his family, but eventually it came out, and he became suicidal because of all of these repercussions. One night, at a very low point, and after a suicide attempt, he decided to turn to God in prayer and ask him for help. And through miracles and consistent effort on his part and a lot of sacrifice, he was able to overcome this addiction with the help of Jesus Christ. And today I'm talking with video producer Devin Butler, who had the opportunity to work with Stanley and film his story as part of a new episode for the Mormon Channel series, His Grace. So this episode of His Grace deals with a lot of different topics: suicidal thoughts, prescription drug addiction, a loss of faith in yourself, a potential loss of family. How are you able to weave all of these themes together seamlessly?
Well, when you're dealing with addictions, I think these things kind of go together. I don't know many people that are struggling with addiction that have good family relations, that have, you know, their lives in orders. They're kind of just focusing on those things. So, I mean, with Stanley, he's an open book, and we just kind of let him tell a story, and that's what came out.
Yeah, it's true. Like, when you go down a certain negative path, a lot of negative things seem to be attracted to you. But the same can be said for the opposite. When you start making positive changes and going, switching your path and going down a more positive route, a lot of really great things happen. What can you tell us about where Stanley is now?
I agree in that statement 100%. I think Stanley would as well. He is, right now, he is fully investing himself and his career into helping people recover from addictions. He's been working at some addiction houses to kind of help recovering addicts, and I think he has plans to open his own. I think he was talking about that, at least. I don't know how far along he is now, but he is just driven to help others get through the experience that he was able to get through. I think that was his biggest accomplishment. Even after playing in the NFL, I think he would still say his biggest accomplishment is being able to overcome his addiction, win his family back. And once you have those feelings, once you have that life experience, I think it's just natural to want to pass that on and help other people in these circumstances, because there's so many.
And you read about that in the Book of Mormon a lot too, in Enos especially, when he's praying to ask God for forgiveness, to have a testimony and greater faith. Once he receives that, he has this great desire to bless other people, even bless his enemies. And I think there's a lot of really great life lessons we can learn from that. But I'm curious, what life lessons did you learn as you were talking with Stanley and his family?
I think what I learned the most from Stanley is just how sincere he is, and how genuine he is as a person to want to help others. He lived a life that I would have, you know, when I was a kid, I would have loved to have the chance to play in the NFL, to play any professional sport. Like, he lived a lot of people's dreams, and he was successful and he was good at it. But to see someone who kind of had everything, had the world at his hands, struggle with these real life things, addictions, you know, humanized him. And then even talking to him now, like, I think I'm more impressed at him, Stanley the person, than Stanley the former football player. You know what I mean? Like I'm more impressed that he was, the way he lives his life now, trying to help people overcome addictions, is more impressive to me than him playing for the Colts or the Eagles. He's just one of those people that when you meet, you know he's sincere, and it's contagious. It makes you want to be the same. I wish I could be as honest and open as he is, and that's something I want to work towards, and hopefully I never have to go through those things that he did to get there. But that's kind of what I came out talking to him, and you know, I've been following up with him while editing these videos and things, and he's always been very positive and trying to kind of get his message out.
What do you hope that people who see this video, either addicts or family members of addicts, what do you hope they walk away feeling or knowing from Stanley's story?
I hope people get that, you know, addictions can really happen to anyone. And it's not just his struggle, but it was his family's struggle as well. His family went through a lot. It was not a fun time for them. They were not, you know, living the dream when he was struggling with his addiction. And I don't know, I think the more we talk about addictions and get stories like this out here, the more people will hopefully seek to get help. Maybe family members will seek help. Maybe people will recognize that there is help out there and that people are looking for help. They're not alone. And, if that's what comes out of the story, then we did our job.
All right. If you'd like to watch Stanley's touching story about overcoming a painkiller addiction, visit MormonChannel.org and look up the video series, His Grace. We're going to close our episode today with a quote from President Dieter F. Uchtdorf of the LDS First Presidency. And he said, "Even when you stumble, even when you turn away from him, God loves you." And that is so true and so important to remember if you're struggling in any way with addiction or feelings of inadequacy or feeling like you've sinned too much or too far, that you have fallen from the grace of Christ. It's just simply not true. He still loves you. He still wants the best for you. And he still wants you to try your hardest to return to him. And he will surely help you do that. Thank you again for tuning in today. Mormon Channel Daily is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.